In Columbus, Ohio, over the weekend, about a dozen fires were set. About 20 cars were damaged, having been either overturned or burned. One street buckled in the intense heat of a fire. There were 49 arrests, and all of this was occasioned by the Ohio State Buckeyes' victory in football over Michigan. Before the big game, the president of the Ohio State University, Karen Holbrook, had urged Ohio State students to behave. President Holbrook, why didn't they?
Well, we are really disassociating the activity with the great football game. To connect those two does a disservice to our team and our coaches who perform so beautifully on the field. This was an activity that was not a celebration but a mean-spirited event following about 9 to 10 hours at the conclusion of the game. One of the things, of course, one always thinks about is that length of time can lead to a lot of drinking and a lot of rowdiness of students and just some general crowd behavior that turns into something unexpected.
What happens to any students who were found in pictures or in testimony by others to have been involved in the fire setting?
The students who are charged will be dealt with severely. To be honest with you, we have, of those who've been charged, there are fewer than 9 so far that have been identified as Ohio State students. But if a student is charged criminally, they will be expelled. We've said that publicly. And those who have been identified and have been arrested will be suspended.
Since it is not that uncommon nowadays, after either a big game in college sports or professional sports, to see something like this, how, let's say if Ohio State goes on to win the national championship, what will you do to prevent a similar outbreak on campus?
I think we can look at two things that are good about that. First of all, the game takes place in Tempe, Arizona, and the folks who are going to be there celebrating will not be just the two teams involved, but there'll be a lot of other people as well as the students. Back in Columbus, the students will not have reconvened because the semester will not have yet begun. So we should not have crowds here watching the game and responding in the same way.
But you're almost saying for lack of opportunity, the students won't behave this way again. In terms of what's at the root cause of this sort of behavior, that's not very encouraging.
It's not encouraging to me either. I don't know what is at the root cause of it. I do think, as you've pointed out, it is a national situation. And we watched last weekend all of the games across the nation, all the way from the South to Hawaii, this kind of behavior at the end of the game that is a little bit more than what I would consider celebratory exuberance.
You've mentioned alcohol as a problem here. Is collegiate sports another part of the problem, that it's simply overdone and that people invest too much in the outcomes of these games?
Well, there's an awful lot that's invested in these games today, and that has been a discussion among a number of people all across the nation in the past, and it's an ongoing concern.
What is your sense in that discussion?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, one of the things we always look at are what are the positive benefits of athletics, especially to our students, especially to our spirit for the school, of course, to the alumni who count on it. They can be very positive and wonderful events. I think over the years, they've gotten increasingly intense, and this year particularly, as bowl games have come up with different outcomes than one might have predicted at the end of the year, and at the close of the season, as we're starting to see different teams being knocked out that we hadn't expect being knocked out. The intensity of this competition is enormous.
But the way that this season has worked out for the Buckeyes so far, we haven't played in the Fiesta Bowl
right
yet, this is the way it's supposed to work out. This is what you'd hope for, that the team would win. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if the results of a really great competitive season with big wins is going to be behavior like this, is there something wrong with the whole expectation of the program?
There may very well be. I think it all needs to be discussed and thought about very carefully.
Well, President Holbrook, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank
today.
You.
Karen Holbrook, who is the president of the Ohio State University, spoke to us from Columbus, Ohio.